When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitcherless.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is August 24th, and yes, we're going to talk about baseball. Do you have PL Plus? No. Get out of here. This is just for PL Plus members. Thank you all so much for supporting what we do. Quick heads up, I am very under the weather today. So this is going to be a quicker podcast than usual. I apologize for it, but I just do not have the energy that I normally have, and I'm sorry for that, but I couldn't not do a podcast for you guys. I feel like that's just not fair. And so let's talk about the SP roundup then. Zach Logue went 5.1 innings, 2 runs, 3 hits, 0 walks, and 7 Ks. You're wondering, is this real? No, he went against the Marlins. And I don't expect a 37% CSW on his four-seam. Moving forward, Verlander and Lopez are great. We're going to move on. Jonathan Heasley was puking in this one, so he didn't do well, but you really don't want to go after that anyway. Aaron Civale had a laborious night against the Padres. He's really just a matchup guy. And I don't really want to go after the Mariners next, but you can if you want. Ace is going to ace Robbie Ray. Ace is going to ace, for the most part, Tony Gonsolin. I wish I saw the slider, though. Maybe I'll give him the Ace is going to ace again soon. Only 3 strikeouts in this one. But he did well. Javier Assad pitched for the Cubs against the Cardinals in this doubleheader. He has 93-mile-per-hour sinkers. I actually really do like his cutter, and he has a breaking ball that has a ton of movement, but he can't command the thing. It's not really. He's a cup of schmo. I'm sorry to bring that back, but I feel like it's a very proper term, and it helps you understand that you don't want to chase it. Freedom Rodon, our ace is going to ace. Really nice to see Stripling do well. He didn't do it with his curve, his changeup, but he did it with his four-seamer and slider, which were really good, and that's a cool thing. So it does mean that when the changeup isn't there, Stripling has other options. He gets Angels next, and we're all for that. Corey Kluber did well against Angels because, of course, he should have. Zach Davies somehow did this. I kind of liked the roundup I did. He had 3 whiffs, 2 walks, 1 strikeout, and 0 faith in the future. 5.2 innings, 1 earned run. I mean, what? Okay. Thanks, Royals. Jake Woodford, otherwise known as the Amish Mustang, 1 strikeout in 5.1 innings, and there's no way 2 whiffs. Come on. Like, the reason I put an emphasis on whiffs is just it means that there's a hyper-reliance. Unless it's Brady Singer high called strike rate, which it isn't here. It's a hyper-reliance on balls in play, and that is just the worst bet to make. Drew Hutchinson is not someone you want to trust. I'm happy he did well against the Giants, but he really is not this good. Adam Wainwright did well, as I'm holding back a cough. Frankie Montas finally did well against the Mets, but the splitter just had 1 whiff, and it's really annoying. He did have a decent amount of strikes with the cutter and the slider, but we're not out of the woods, unfortunately. Hopefully he does get that splitter back. Austin Voth is still rolling somehow, but he had a terrible whip here, 10 base runners in 5.2 innings. He gets the Astros next, so I'm not rolling with this anymore. Taiwan Walker went against the Mets, and he did better than I expected. 5 innings, 200 runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, and 3 Ks. I didn't expect him to go deep in this. I didn't expect him to do well, given the time off. And, you know, the Yankee offense has been heating up, but he did well. His slider wasn't very good. The heater was 95. That's really cool to see, especially from this injury. So he does get the Dodgers next, and I don't want to do that. But if he was dropped and someone is still leaving him out there, you might want to wait after the Dodgers start then go in. Mike Clevenger still does not have his secondary stuff working. He's kind of like Noah Syndergaard in this way. Maybe he's just a Toby. And that's okay. They have an easy schedule, so you still want to hold on to Clevenger. You have Aaron Sanchez against the Astros, and he went 56% curveballs. I gotta hand it to the guy. He's trying to figure it out. He does get the Giants next. If you're in an AL-only league and you're dire for a start, that could be something. That start is coming on, is it this weekend? It is on Sunday. Not the worst Sunday start. I just want to throw that out there. Don't trust the Feds. It's a birthday party for Eric Fede against the Mariners. No way. Ranger Suarez, very disappointing. 3 earned runs, 5.2 innings, 10 base runners, 4 walks included in 5 Ks. The changeup was okay, but really just the command was blech. He's got an amazing schedule though, and I think you still want to go with it. Jose Suarez was very mediocre against the Rays. I guess the Yankees next. I'm not doing that. Nick Lodolo, he was doing really well and then ran into some trouble. 5.1 innings, 4 runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, 5 Ks. I mean, really, a sub one whip and five strikeouts, pretty much a strikeout per inning. You guys know he's there. And that said, it was a bit erratic with his curveball in this one. And he wasted a lot of pitches. But he does get 90 light next. That is the Nationals, and you're obviously starting him there. Dylan Cease has been not himself lately. Well, we didn't really expect the sub-2 ERA to stick. It's a little disappointing and concerning that he's reverting back to having a good slider, but nothing else is working. And I hope he's all right. I hope he can rebound a bit moving forward. But yeah, this is a little concerning. 5.1 innings, 4 earned runs, 3 hits, 3 walks, and 4 Ks in this one against the Orioles. Maybe it's just Orioles magic, right? Dane Dunning against Coors. Yeah, no. And we don't want Dane Dunning against the Houston Astros, as he does not get the Tigers at all. Corbin Burnes was disappointing against the Dodgers. 3.2 innings, 7 earned runs, 6 hits, 2 walks, 3 Ks. Ugh. He does get the Pirates next, so whatever, but that's annoying. And then all these guys. Adrian Sampson, of course, not Herman Marquez. Like, you don't want to do it. Josh McCouncey, absolutely not. J.T. Brubaker did have 8 strikeouts and 13 whiffs. 6.2 innings, 6 earned runs, 9 hits, 1 walk. I mean, ugh. 13 whiffs, though, is nice. 11 on the slider. But the rest of the repertoire wasn't very good. He's, I guess, a discount cherry bomb? I don't know. He has some moments of bliss, but it's just way, way too inconsistent. You don't want to trust it. I'm not going to go over all of the stuff for yesterday, because you had yesterday's podcast and you have the thing on the site, because, again, shorter podcast. So sorry. But there are some changes. It's just Blake Snell is covering for Yu Darvish, because Yu Darvish has paternity leave. So make sure that Blake Snell is in your lineup today. But otherwise, I mean, Matt Manning is our stream pick. Graham Ashcraft is on the IL, so he's not starting. TJ Zwick is starting instead. There's no Rich Hill. And, yeah, it's just, you don't want to start these guys. You know, it's Adrian Houser instead of Jason Alexander. No thanks. Luke Farrell is starting for the Cubs. You don't want to do that. Brian Bayo is starting instead of Rich Hill. And TJ Zwick instead of Ashcraft. Like, all of this is just no thanks. I will tell you the rankings for tomorrow's, because you didn't get that in yesterday's podcast. So Jacob deGrom, Aaron Nola, Tristan McKenzie, Kevin Gausman, and Lance Lynn are in the auto start tier. Those are the de facto ones. And then 3 more at the end of the auto start tier are what the former probable start tier was. So that's Patrick Sandoval, Drew Rasmussen, and Jameson Taillon. They all have good matchups. Sandoval is going against Rasmussen, so he's against the Rays, Rasmussen against the Angels, and Taillon against the Athletics. I think if you have any of these guys, you're just starting them and you're not thinking about it. In the probable start tier, you have Marcus Stroman and then Dakota Hudson. And this used to be the former questionable start tier. So this is me leaning at like 50-50 and in slightly in favor of starting them. Stroman does get the Cardinals, and those guys are the hottest hitting team in baseball right now. Stroman's able to weave through some stuff, though. On the other side is Dakota Hudson against the Cubs, right? He's our stream pick of the day because he can go 6 innings, and maybe that offense does break up Stroman a bit. So I don't really like either one of them that much, but they are a step up from the questionable start tier, who's essentially the do not start tier, but the good ones that you'd actually consider, right? So that's Marco Gonzalez, Luis Garcia, Jordan Lyles, and James Capillion. You're thinking, Luis Garcia, what? He goes against the Twins. He's had a really bad last 5 starts, and I don't think he gets much better. I think he's actually going through some fatigue here. Marco Gonzalez against the Guardians. He used to be a Toby, but now he's just kind of not really. Jordan Lyles, maybe he's got some Orioles magic, but the whip has been such a killer. And he goes against the White Sox. And maybe James Capillion can do this against the Yankees. I'm not going to rule that out completely because the Yankees have been really weird. And then the do not start, absolutely not. Cutter Crawford against the Jays, Chris Archer against the Astros, and Ryan Feldner against the Mets on the road, like against DeGrom, are you joking? And Justin Dunn against the Phillies. Maybe you can. It's the old adage of whoever starts against DeGrom has a sub-2.5 ERA, but no, come on, you can't do this. But all right, that's going to do it for today. There's no buy-sell today. I feel just too sick to do that, and you can ask me on the stream tomorrow. I'm very sorry. But I'm going to end this one a little bit short today. Thanks so much for all your support with us. And I didn't want to give you guys no podcast today, so I hope you enjoyed it. But that's it. So my name is Nick Pollock. I'm your BABIPs below, and your strikeouts high.